Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
Previously on Revive Nations with Shaiju Matthew.
You have to always ask, if I'm under such a grace, what is limiting the grace from flowing through me? We don't like that. We just want to say the teacher is not anointed enough. Because you don't understand, the grace that you can tap into, the mustard seed faith can uproot a mountain. So how come you have multiple mountains still in your life? So you have to then start asking questions. Wait a minute, I have a teaching that is supposed to remove mountains, but yet mountains are being added to me. Sickness is added to me. Troubles are added to me. I'm seeing no breakthroughs. The Bible says, in this world you will have many troubles, but yet these many troubles is not supposed to be permanent. So when you start seeing everything pile up, debt is piling up, when you start seeing giants are not leaving, they're all coming and they're just putting a tent and they're staying in the living room, you have to say, no, this light is supposed to burn brighter than this.
Yes. Revival's in the air, touching nation, one life at a time.
I'm going to be very realistic to you. Very realistic. No matter how anointed you are, there is nobody who is that anointed, for they don't go through a valley of shadow of death. Nobody. No. No, I absolutely, if somebody claims that in their ministry, they have so much victory that they have no problems, I need their details. I said, I'm going to give you practical, right? So I'm telling you, remove such expectations, because that expectation is what is weakening many, many believers. Such expectation is what? Is weakening your ability to fight the enemy, because you believe that you are not supposed to be attacked. So when the attack came, you considered the attack as a failure. So somebody who has already failed in their heart cannot have a victory in the spirit, because you've already failed in your heart. In your heart, you already disqualified yourself. Already you feel like your last 20 years of sins have caused this attack. Already you are justifying why the demons have come. You're reasoning to yourself. And you're saying, oh, yeah, I didn't pray Wednesday. I knew if I prayed Wednesday, when I was praying, then I went into third heaven and slept off. Yeah? So that is the way the enemy gets victory in your life. To make you think that God must have really hated you. God really what? Hates you. That now you're going through a valley of shadow of death and it is completely dark. Completely what?
Dark.
And yet, the Bible talks about Paul when he's on the ship. For 14 days, he did not see neither the sun, moon or the stars. 14 days of blanket darkness. And yet he's the very anointed man of God of the New Testament, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. And the brother is in pitch darkness, and the Bible says they didn't know which way to go. They were suicidal. they lost. In fact, he says, and we, Acts chapter 27.
Verse 20, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away.
Wait a minute. All hope that they should be saved?
We should be saved.
Paul is including himself. He's saying all hope that we should be saved, because he's been in many ship journeys. He's been a voyeur all through his life. He's been on the seas, traveling to many mission trips. So he's saying that we lost hope. Man, there's a difference between you losing hope and Paul losing hope. Okay, and he's saying what?
All hope that we should be saved was then taken away.
Was then taken away, meaning until one moment there was hope, and then he comes to a place where there is no more hope. A point of no hope. A point of no hope. In a very anointed man of God, there was still a place where logically there was no more hope. Is that because he didn't pray enough? Is that because he didn't work hard enough? Was it fasting the problem? But how many times when you come to a place where the doctor says there's no more hope, and you're like, no, maybe that doctor can help me, and you go to the next doctor, and the doctor says there's no hope. In every area, the challenges has cornered you, and you feel hopeless in your life. So you coming to a place where there is no hope is not the issue. Okay? Because he's reading the situation correctly. And he is being what? Logical, intellectual, intelligent. And he's saying, we lost all hope to be saved. Faith does not deny facts. But most Christians, this is the problem. At this point, they despair. This is the point. This is the point of despair. This is the point where they give up. This is the point they start. This is the moment. If God was with us, why is this happening? If God was with us, how come 14 days no sun? 14 days. 14 days. If God was really with me, if he really called me to serve me, 14 days, how can he? I understand 2 days. Now it's 2 weeks. No food. They've thrown out every stuff out of the ship. If God was really on my side, why is this all happening? This is also the moment where the enemy hijacks. Hear me. Where the enemy comes in is not when you have trouble. Where the enemy comes in is when your heart has failed. Hello, God. Demons can destroy everything Job has. Job is not moved, because that does not mean demons have won. Where the winning actually happens, I'll show you the place. When his wife comes and says, why are you still holding on? Just curse God and die. That split second is when Job fails. That 1 second when he listens to his wife who speaks foolishly. I like his answer. He said, you speak like a foolish woman. That's one way to insult someone. He didn't call her a fool. You speak like a foolish woman. Tomorrow when she gets angry, can say, I didn't call you a fool. I said, like a fool. It's just one weak moment, sister. You are a very wise woman. Husbands are taking notes now. Are you following what I'm saying? Because the moment of failure is not when the children perished. It's not when everything is stolen. Because in this life, you will have trials. Yet the one who has conquered the world lives inside of you. So until you are conquered, it is not over. It is only over when you say it is over. Child of God, it is only over when the God in you says it is over. And until you're standing, the devil shall be put to flight in Jesus. Because in the middle of pitch darkness, Paul turned his eyes to heaven. He looked deep and he discovered that there was a messenger from heaven that was sent to help him. Do you realize he was on a ship full of people? And if the angel were supposed to appear to him physically, everyone in the physical realm was supposed to have seen that. That means what appeared to him didn't appear to him in the physical realm. It appeared to him in the spirit. His spirit witnessed something that nobody else could see. His spiritual ears heard a conversation or had a conversation with the spirit. Not his physical mouth, not his physical ear. This God who speaks right behind your ears, and your husband didn't hear it, and yet you heard it. There is one such instructions that is locating somebody right now. And that voice spoke to Paul and said, they shall not perish, but they have to listen to you now. I'm giving the lives of everybody that is on the ship. I'm giving it to you.
Prophet, I have it.
Yeah.
For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer.
All right.
For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me.
All the ones that sail with thee shall be saved. Meaning, the moment they choose to not sail with you, then you are no more responsible for their lives. Their deliverance is directly connected to their ability to sail with you. Because they are not supposed to receive something just because they are in your family. No. Please, don't get upset with me on this. Because you see, there is a Naomi who has two daughter-in-laws. One is Orpha, and the other one is that Orpha went back, no more being part of the legacy of Naomi. But one Ruth said, where you go, I go. Your God is my God. I'm sticking. I'm sailing with you. That one statement. Now, because of the way she is clinging to her grace, Naomi is saying, I have no more plans, I have no more ideas, I have no more sons left, I'm an old lady. I don't know why you think it's a good idea for you to follow me. But yet, at the way Ruth positions herself, now you're going to see Naomi has to show you some tricks that you thought she's too old to have. You thought she's an old woman, no more sons. But she has a way of bringing forth. So there is a way they portray. I don't know if you remember, last week I was teaching you about how God puts the glory in earthen vessels. If it was up to you, you would have preferred a man of God that doesn't wear pink. People will look at Paul and say, this 3.5 feet tall brother is actually 4 feet, but he had a hunchback making him 3.5 feet. Bald headed, no charisma. His voice was not deep. To the point where when he was talking, he was such a fragile voice that people went to sleep, fell down, broke their neck. But yet the angel of the Lord saying, yet I have hidden treasure in this 4.5 feet tall man of God that doesn't look like wisdom to the world. But the manner God works is it looks foolish. Because they saw you grow up. They saw you mess up. They changed your diapers. They know you from ages. And yet now you are supposed to be the deliverer that they are supposed to come down to in order for them to live. This is where many people lose the grace that was supposed to have located them. We saw you. Don't underestimate the grace that is on your life. Because of you, people that are on the ship because of your love for Jesus, because of your communion with the Holy Spirit, because 14 days of no light and yet you have not given up hope. Paul sees a great light and he's coming and telling them, this is how you shall be saved. They don't see the light. They only see a teacher who is teaching them how to be saved. And now they will see light through his teaching and his instructions to them is, don't jump off the ship, stay. If you stay, the grace on my life is going to take you across. Paul is on a Roman ship. He's on a what? If the ship makes it to the island, can I show you something? If the ship makes it to the island, what is going the news headlines going to be? What is the headlines going to be? The headlines is going to be, look and the architect, the engineering, the Roman engineering. They built such a strong ship that 14 days of this, and the ship made it to the island. God says, I cannot allow heathens to take the glory for your safe arrival. So what God must then allow is this grace must also cause this silver idols to crash. This Roman ship to crash. Just when it is close to the island, it will be wrecked. And at that point, tell them not to give up hope. At that point, what? Yeah. Because God's ways are not our ways.
Prophet, I have it.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 27, verse 41.
Uh-huh.
After falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground.
Yeah.
And the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves.
Go on.
And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to the land, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land.
So the guys, their advice was kill everyone because they're all guilty. The Bible says, through one man, we all became sinners. Then how much more through one man, the righteousness now can be made available. So according to the Roman soldiers, they said, these guys are all criminals. They are murderers. They are not allowed to live. They all has to be killed. They are worthy of death. They decreed death sentence. But there was a man of God in their midst. Some of you were decreed to die. But by grace we declare over you, you shall not die. He said, we don't want anyone to escape. We don't want what? Anyone to escape. So that before they can escape, let us make sure to kill them. Make sure to kill them. But because they wanted to save Paul, they were saved. The grace of salvation that was on his life became the grace of salvation on their life. And God had to rip apart the ship that they were holding on, clinging on for 14 days of their life. Say, I'm going to rip this apart. So that when you reach the island, when you reach the promised land, you shall give no glory to the ship. You shall not say that it was the ship that brought you safely. But it shall be the words of Paul. The teaching and the instructions and the grace that has seen you through. Not your job, not your boss, but it is the Lord.
Hello, I am Tini Matthew. We are so glad that you could join us on this broadcast. I believe that the word that you just heard has empowered you and transformed you and revolutionized your mind. Do let us know on our social media platforms on how this word has blessed you. If you would like to watch us live, please sign up on revivenations.tv and we will send you a link where you can watch our services. If you're blessed, would you take a minute and partner with us and help us take this word to the nations? Visit revivenations.org/give. Thank you once again for tuning in. God bless you all and shalom.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.